Episode 726, My Strength is My Story, Not Perfect, But It's Mine.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a
stop sign, watching. Aloha and happy day, ladies. I pray that you are having a glorious week, and I hope that you are actually having some of your time getting back into the routines, maybe setting new routines and habits. You're in the motion. Today is My Strength is My Story series, and we're actually somewhat taking a day off. Now, that doesn't mean you get to hang up on me and say, oh, I don't want to listen, because today it's not perfect, but it's mine. I'm going to talk just a little bit about the strength of your story. But before we jump into that, first, let's give a warm welcome to all of our brand new family members. I am so delighted of your presence. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy to finding the simple in every day. You know, as crazy as it may seem, we all have a story, don't we? You know, there are many things in this world that don't belong to us, but one thing you have that's yours and only yours is your story. We all have that story. Some of us may love our story, and maybe others, well, we wish we could give it away. Regardless, your story is not perfect, but it's yours. You know, I look at my story and all the amazing things that I have been able to do in my lifetime, good and bad. Oh, yes. I've had the extremes on all occasions. And in fact, when you think about it, we are coming up now. In actuality, we are, today's date, we are celebrating the beginning of the third year of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And to me, that is a humongous milestone. You know, most people don't realize that podcasts don't survive sometimes past seven episodes. Seven episodes. And we're here every single day, or I should say I'm here every single day. And I'm here because of you, because you matter. And you have a story to tell. You have a life to live. You were created on purpose for a purpose. And you see, in living my life and being able to travel the world and experience the good and the bad and the ugly, it's brought me here to you. You see, you get to turn on the podcast. You can listen to an episode, and somewhere in there is a story hidden. Usually has to do with something regarding, you know, from my experiences. Sometimes not. Sometimes I pull them in from other experiences that I've heard of or learned from or read. But a lot of it comes from me. You see, our stories aren't perfect, are they? But they're ours to claim. God gives us a special story, but some of us, we want to run from it. And with the beginning of 2017, you have the opportunity to write your 2017 volume with 12 chapters in it. Imagine that. 12 brand new chapters. You get to decide who the characters are going to be in it, who you want to be a part of your story. Maybe you've had some characters in your life that you don't think really belong, and you're not mad at them, but right now they're not serving you in your season. So it's time to let them go, so to speak. And you're still there, but maybe you don't, you know, share things with them every single day. Maybe you are exploring new opportunities, and you want to introduce new ideas into your life, into your chapters. You've always wanted something of your own, to claim it as yours. But you weren't really sure how it might all fit in. Maybe this is your year. Volume 2017, chapter 2, maybe. Which is the month of February. Who knows what tomorrow may bring, but what you have is today. And every single day that you wake up, you have a fresh start, a new beginning. We can use each day to create the story that we desire. When you think about it, and you wake up in the morning, do you reach for that phone immediately? I mean, seriously, be honest with yourself, because I found myself doing that for a period of time. I reach for my phone. Now, I do reach for my phone, but it's only to check just a little quick rundown to see if any of my children texted me in the middle of the night to make sure I get their message ASAP. Otherwise, I don't even touch the phone. I don't pick it up. I don't take it off the charger. Nothing. I just let those messages stay there. Now, if I have a message from my children or a close family member, then I'm going to answer that immediately. But otherwise, I wait and I take care of what I need to with my morning routine. But a long time ago, when I was kind of like hooked, you know what it is to be hooked. You just kind of crave your phone like you crave sugar. Like, oh, I got to see what's going on Facebook. Think about it. Maybe you're there even now and you're like, oh my gosh, I never thought about that. Is Facebook more of a story that you would like to live? Are you trying to live vicariously through other people's story? Or are you living your own story? You see, by reaching for that phone first thing in the morning and going right to your inbox, going to your text messages, going to Twitter, going to Facebook, you are allowing everybody else to be a part of the story that you may not want them to be a part of. My strength is my story. It's your story to tell and how you want to tell it. It's not perfect, but it's yours. I can remember a story. Oh my goodness. So we were living in Hawaii and I was in high school. And I was the first of three children. And so you would think as the, you know, the firstborn of the family, I had it all put together. Of course, you know, my perfectionist father who wanted nothing but the best for me still expected the best of me. Did you hear that right? Okay. So I was really kind of living this thing of I've got to achieve at a certain level. And so I guess you can say, yes, I've always been a high performer. Whether it's literally performing on stage or whether it was performing as a daughter or performing as a granddaughter or performing in the band or performing as a cheerleader. Either way, when we live out our life, we are performing. And I had this high achievement in my mind because my dad was like, well, you know, you don't just do 99%, you go for 120%, sweetheart. I always was to give more. I was always to outdo, dream bigger dreams. And I loved that. And that's one thing that can actually be a blessing and a curse all at the same time. But you see, one night, I thought I was doing the right thing. And we were in Hawaii. And at the time, we lived on a military base. And so at a certain period of time, the military base closes down. In order to get onto the base, you had to show your ID cards. And so every time you'd pull up, you'd have to show your ID card. And they would, the MPs, which are military police, they would allow you to enter in. Now, things have changed since then. A lot of has happened in between me growing up and what has happened in the world with security, et cetera. So you just cannot drive onto the post anymore. Well, I decide that it's time for me finally to be done with what we were working on at school. You could say I was a band geek, and I spent a lot of time with my good friends doing things, and I don't even remember what we were working on. I know it was something that had to be taken care of. And I was that one that would give to the, you know, give all I could give, even if I was totally exhausted. And I believe my curfew, I might have, I don't know, I can't remember the exact time, but maybe I had to be home by 11. Maybe I had to be home at midnight. Well, I wasn't home. It was past my curfew. Past long enough that I didn't know this until afterwards, but my father was looking for me. You know, his one beloved firstborn that should have everything right and have her head on and can only do right, which I did not always do right. But, you know, firstborns, especially the girl, right? And I didn't do it all right. And in fact, I probably did more wrong than I did right. But he was out looking for me. So when I was finally done with the project that we were working on at the band, at school, I drove home. And it was just me and this big, huge custom van that I had. And I drove up into, you know, to enter onto the base, and the military police were standing there. And of course, we all have to stop. We have to show our military ID. And so I go and I show my ID. And this young man, he's older than me, but he's still young. He turns to me and looks at me and says, ma'am, you need to get home. And I just looked at him. And my heart began to like beat faster and faster. And I said, excuse me? He goes, your father has been here. He is looking for you. It is time for you to be home. It's past your curfew. And he is not happy. And I was like, you're joking, right? Yeah, you're really joking. He's like, you need to get home. And I was like, okay. And I thought, oh, well, you know, he's a young military guy and maybe he's just flirting with me, you know? And yeah, so I was like, okay. I just was like, sure. Yes, sir. I'm going home, because that's how I was raised. It was yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. So I, you know, took my license back and off I went driving home. I get home and little did I know, my mother was waiting up for me. And I came in and she goes, do you know what time it is? And I said, yes, mom, we were late. We were doing stuff, finishing up at the band room. And we needed to finish this part of it before I could come home. And she said, your father was out looking for you. He's been beside himself this whole time. He finally went to bed. I told him I would wait up for you. My strength is my story. It's not perfect, but it's mine. We have those days when we come in late. We don't know how things are going to work out. We think we have all the answers. Young or old, we still make mistakes. But your faults are not a jail sentence. And I think when we look at our story and we think, oh my gosh, Christiane's just got it all put together. Look at her Facebook page. Have you gone to my Facebook page, my personal one? I don't know if I have it on the Create Your Now one, the picture that's on my personal one, but it's one of my family. And I'll have strangers that will send me a note. You have an absolutely beautiful family. And I'm grateful for that. But you see, that's a picture. That's a glimpse. That doesn't mean that my life is perfect. Growing up, trying to do everything right, giving 120%. Doesn't mean my life was perfect. I don't have the perfect story, but it's mine. I'm sure you've had your hiccups. And as much as we would like to think that we could have perfection, everything laid out just right, that all of our dreams will come true, the Cinderella story, however you want to paint it, your faults are not a jail sentence. And I think that's where we fall short. My strength is my story. We're afraid to talk about our stories. We're afraid to share things because we see our faults and we're our worst critic. And when we see those faults, we begin to run and hide. It becomes our death sentence almost, not just a jail sentence. How is your story written today? Is it written to encourage and empower others? Maybe that business that you want to start comes from what you have been through. Maybe it's an opportunity for you to teach and serve in a different way. Maybe you can use your circumstances to serve in the community, volunteer in an area that has your heart written all over it because of your story. 2017 is a brand new year. And it's a time where you can either build up and become your best selfie, or you can retract and say, you know what? I'm just going to let my faults be a jail sentence and maybe my death sentence. I'm done. I'm washing my hands of it. It is what it is. It's finished. But you see, God has got bigger dreams for you. Don't give up. Because when you think about it, your story is your story. It's the one and only thing that you have that's only yours. But who else shares in that story? God does. He wants to be a part of your story. He knows it's not perfect. He sees you every day. You may run and hide and not tell him of your faults, but he still knows you're perfect, and he still calls it his story. You see, my strength is my story is much bigger than the one that you see in pictures, notes written in social media, those little video clips that come up. They're all fun and they're great. But what's the real story? My strength is my story. What is your story today? Have you thought about 2017? How do you want to write it? How do you want volume 2017 to look like? Do you want it to be filled with amazing memories? Opportunities where you try and yes, you fail. You try and do something else and you succeed. You kind of reach beyond your comfort zone and you're like, wow, I did that. Not really sure I could, but that's where I did. You got 12 chapters to write. Have you started yet? It's January 5th. Maybe you want some help with your story and you don't know what the story looks like to you. Click on the link, Take Aim. Let's you and I have a chat together. Let's talk about your story because you matter. And it's not something that you should take lightly. My strength is my story. We have got an amazing lineup for 2017. I am so excited. And with this being the first Thursday of the month of the new year, I left it kind of a blank slate. Because I wanted it to start with your story. What story do you want to tell a year from now when you write your memoir and you say, well, this happened in volume 2017. What is it going to look like? What do you want to feel? What do you want to remember? What do you want to experience? What do you want to accomplish? Your strength is your story, and it starts today. I look forward to interacting with you more. We have got exciting things around the corner. Like I said, the lineup for My Strength is My Story, incredible women. And I'm even thinking about bringing on men too, because I know we have dads. You listen to us, men, you listen to us. So I'm not discounting you whatsoever. You still, if you want to recommend somebody, even yourself, I know that sounds weird. But I would love for you to be bold enough to say, you know what? I have a story to tell. You can click on the link in the show notes, My Strength is My Story. And you can fill it out either for yourself or you can recommend somebody or multiple somebodies. And then that will help me figure out how else I want to fill the calendar for 2017. I'm excited where God is leading Create Your Now. It scares me out of my mind. And I'm telling you, more stuff is yet to come and the best is yet to come. And I can't tell you all the secrets now, but one way you're going to find out all that good information is to stay in contact with me here on the episodes. We're here every single day. I'm here for you. I don't do this to hear myself talk. And then also be sure you sign up for the newsletter. Go on over to createyournow.com. It's right there on the front page at the very bottom. You can scroll it down. Or if you happen to click on the podcast or the blog, wherever you are, you'll see it on that right-hand corner. The Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions. It's simple. We're going to get this done. And if you want to become a little more connected, come on into our Facebook group, The Women of Impact. It's facebook.com/groups, that's plural groups, /The Women of Impact. Request to join, and I will be happy to approve your request. Life isn't perfect, but you know what? We share it together, and everything is better together. When you have God on your side, when you know that He's going to be there to lift you up, remember, He's going to stoop down and be there with you. How awesome is that? Your strength is in your story. Start believing it today. It's not perfect, but it's yours. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.